September 16th, 1990, Rosh Hashanah.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei, when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation, even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator, as the Medrash relates. On the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, the human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright. Such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, "God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all." Thank you, and achsivu v'achsimetov to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi.